with Kylan and Ken on the Tangent Bound Network.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Hey, Jim, boom! That's a bad outfit. Boom!
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me, my turn! Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?
Sure enough.
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, geeksters. I'm Kylan.
And I'm Ken.
And you found Geek Watch 1.
This is Geeksters, you're in for a treat tonight. This is the first time ever that we're actually not recording the show together. We're trying out some newfangled technology, this Skype type thing, and see what happens.
It's not like we haven't used Skype before.
Yeah, we used Skype before. This is just part of going to the weekly format now. We're not able to get together like we normally do.
Yeah, like most of you geeksters out there, you probably have busy lives like we do. There's just no way to actually get together weekly and set enough time aside to actually record.
No, we were sitting there, Dawn and I were sitting here trying to think, like, when else could we? We're like, no, Thursday's the only time we had in 7 days. Thursday is like the only time we have that we could do it.
If we keep doing these on Thursdays, though, we may, maybe we'll eventually change the actual date we release this or something, because
right
now we're recording this on Thursday, Geeksters, the 10th, and you guys aren't going to hear it for another week. So I don't know.
Right.
True.
And you know, there may be a ton of news that'll happen between now and then, and we're not late. We just, you know, recorded a little early.
That's okay. That's part of the, like you said, this is part of the growing process. We're going to keep feeling stuff out and change it if we need. If we don't need to, then we won't.
Yeah, so as you guys know, if you've been with us since the beginning, you know, at first it was going to be a month, and then it went to 2 weeks right after their first show, every 2 weeks, and we all realized that there was no way that we could keep it at a bi-weekly schedule and get everything that we, because we had a lot that was going through the cracks, falling through the cracks, and so we had to do a weekly format, really. So we're just, you know, like I said, you know, we're learning things and feeling things out and adjusting as needed, and hopefully you guys don't get too frustrated.
Yeah, and
if actually, so, eat a brownie.
Yeah, Geeksers, you probably heard on the last show we actually had some technical difficulties. We're probably going to keep having technical difficulties as we're learning. We're learning this equipment as you guys are listening to us. I mean, we've been recording for a while, but we've never had to do it the way we are right now, where it's over Skype or anything else. So, and the live format we did last week, not brand new to us, but it was a different setup. We got to learn the way to do things. So I'm sorry about the audio quality a little bit last week, but hopefully you're going to have a lot better from here on. Okay, so Miss Dawn, we actually have some new we introduced you guys that we have the affiliate program on our website now. Miss Dawn, you want to let everybody know about the we actually have new affiliates for this week.
We do. Last time we mentioned Things from Another World and Superhero Stuff, both awesome sites that you should visit via geekwatch1.com. We now have Redbubble, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with already. It's a site that's a little bit like, say, a cafe press, where you can get all sorts of different things, from t-shirts to pieces of art to throw pillows to iPhone cases. But they're all independent artists. Even our good friend, sponsor, and wonderful all-around guy, Andy Hopp, has some of his Mother Oif artwork on that site. So it's a great place to get everything original. Whatever kind of thing you're into, you can find it on Redbubble. And we also have Busted Tees and Tee Public. They're both owned by the same people. It's another great place to get, obviously, t-shirts. These are ones that are, they can be geeky, science-y, historically, music-y. It can be a bit of everything, but they're the ones that are a little original. They have, I remember seeing a Star Wars one that had an Ewok on it, and it said, "Save the Forest of Endor." Like, it's they take the characters, and they do their own little cartoons and do their own little spins on them. Right now, actually, they have a sale on, I think, for $14 for a t-shirt, so it's a really good deal. But so that's TeePublic and Busted Tees. They're two different sites, but owned by the same company. You can find the links for all of these via geekwatch1.com. I put little, you know, flash ads or whatever for them. I try and put them on a lot of our blog posts. They're on the sidebar on the main page. And I've also added links for all of them on our sponsors page. So if you go there, you can get directly through to each of the pages, each of the websites that sell these things. And like we mentioned last time, having affiliates means they give us a little percentage of every sale. No extra cost to you guys. It's just the sort of stuff you would normally buy anyway. And they throw us a couple bucks so that we can put that towards making our podcast all the better for you.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, you know, you can gather the family around because that very special time of the year is coming. You can feel it in the air. Yeah, I'm talking about Halloween. You use this time to, I don't know, maybe go to superhero stuff and get a Doctor Strange t-shirt. And then go on over to Things from Another World and maybe get, I don't know, how about a couple of John, which one is it, the series that got canceled last?
Constantine.
Yeah, get a couple of John Constantine graphic novels, and then, you know, maybe you can go on over to Busted Tees and see if, you know, they have something with the skull or maybe a cat or a pumpkin on it, and then go on over to Redbubble and finish it off with a really cool looking mug. There you go. And, you know, and all the family's happy, and you've done something to help us too, and we would love you for it. You we love what? You anyway.
Going with your theme,
but we
there,
would love you for it. Yeah, you know, going
with your, on a tangent, going with your theme there, Vicky reminded me that we were at the on Memorial Day, we went over to the Hartville Flea Market. Someone was actually selling an electric chair.
Oh my God.
It actually was the wooden chair with the metal plate for the base, for the seat, had the head cap, and it had wires going to the manacles and the arms. It was kind of cool looking.
Very nice.
Going with the Halloween theme. I didn't see the price on it, but it was great.
Everyone needs an electric chair in their living room, don't they?
Yeah.
Everybody, especially people making that, like, Adam's Family display.
Exactly.
It'd be perfect. Oh, yeah. And Vicky said on Halloween theme, have you guys seen the pictures of the vampire cat?
Loki. Oh, yeah.
Loki?
Yep.
That's kind
of a reverse version.
That's one of the coolest cats I've ever seen.
Absolutely. A cat that's that a has... cat I would actually like.
Yeah.
Well, we have one other thing that's helping us with the Money Geeksters as we get distracted. But we actually have started what everybody else in the world seems to have started also, but this one's ours. It's for GeekWatch 1. We actually now have a Patreon page. If you go to patreon.com/geekwatch1, that's where you'll find us. We have, Mr. Lon, do you have the levels in front of you so we know, tell the Geeksters what they can get? Or should I just bring it up here?
I don't have all the levels, but I can give them an idea of what we have.
Well, while you're doing that, I can bring it up here.
At pretty much every level, we will send you one of our completely awesome, fantastic, vinyl, good for the outdoors, put it on your car, Geek Watch 1 stickers.
But we've had ours since we first got them back in what? March?
Yeah, we've had ours on our car for months. It hasn't faded, nothing. It's great.
It's as bright as it was.
And you can advertise your geeksterness to the world that way.
There you go.
Or, you know, put it on your laptop. If you don't have a car, put it on your laptop, whatever. So pretty much every level gets that. We're going to have a Geekster gallery on the website where we're posting all the names of everyone who subscribes, contributes via Patreon.
Well, I actually have it up here if you want. I can actually go through them all. The first one, if you pledge, now the way Patreon works, for anybody who doesn't know, it's kind of like the, everybody's seen when they were watching it, the PBS model for funding, where you it's a monthly fee, you get bonus stuff for being a monthly member of the station. Well, this allows you to be a monthly member of Geek Watch 1 for $1 a month, $12 a year. See, I've been practicing this. I've been watching PBS. You would get our undying gratitude. I mean, we will love you forever. And you'll also get your name in the Geekster Gallery on GeekWatch1.com. Then at the $5 level, for every month at $5, you get the our undying gratitude, your name in the Geekster Gallery. Also, we'll give you a shout-out on the show. Let them know that you gave us $5 every month. And you get one of those real nifty, spiffy GeekWatch 1 vinyl stickers.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple different choices for the $7 a month level. You get everything, all of them give you everything from the $5 level, but for one of the $7 levels, you get a membership in the very first ever Geek Watch 1 Brownie Recipe of the Month Club. That means every month you'll get an email from Geek Watch 1 of a brand new brownie recipe. And you guys know how much Kylan loves brownies.
These are going to be good recipes.
Yeah, I don't play with the brownies, y'all. I don't play. You know that. Y'all see me.
Every can rest assured that Kylan is going to be testing out the brownies.
I need to make him some black bean brownies.
Yeah.
That's right. Kylan's going to test out every recipe before we send it out there, so we know it's Kylan approved.
That's right.
That's
now,
right.
The next $7 level, if you don't want to be a part of the Brownie of the Month Club, that's fine. We'll still love you. You can still get everything from the $5 level, but you could be a member of the Geek Haiku of the Month Club. So, Miss Dawn, what is the Geek Haiku of the Month Club?
It's pretty much exactly what it sounds like. Kylan and I will be writing haikus of geek themes, and we will email them to you once a month.
Actually, while you guys are talking, I'm going to compose a haiku right now.
Sounds awesome. You know what? We may have to make a book of these and publish it at some point.
Absolutely.
The Geek Watch 1 Haiku of the Month Club.
We'll give that away
greatest hits.
Different level.
Hey, sounds good. Okay, there's one more $7 level.
Oh,
so
yeah, because I'll take pictures of your nipples.
So, if you don't want a Brownie of the Month Club, that's fine if you don't bake or something. Or if you're not into haikus, which...
What if they're
who's
vegan?
Not? Huh?
What if they're vegan?
They could be. They could be good as a vegan. But if you're not into haikus, that's fine. Like I said, we'll still love you. But you will. We will actually follow you on your Twitter and tweet your Twitter ID once a week. So you'll get actually... So if you have like a business that you want to get your name out there, GeekWatch 1 will be tweeting about you at least once a week. So
and if you follow our Twitter, which is at Kylan and Ken, you know how much I tweet. There are a few times a day, I'm sending those tweets out. I send out reminders about our recordings and about our blogs and everything. So we're on there every day, including weekends. So we'll follow you and get your name out there.
Okay, next. Where was I at?
You were past the seven.
Wow, that's a lot of fried chicken.
I've just composed a haiku.
Awesome. Uh-oh. You want to throw it in there now or you want to wait?
I can throw it in there now.
This is the premiere of Kylan's haiku.
This is the first now, Geek Watch 1 haiku.
Now, mind you, I composed this in how long? About a minute?
About a minute and a half.
A minute and a half, I composed this haiku. Geeky expressions rock. Science, comics, and movies, too. Age of the Geek, dog.
So that is the first ever Geek Haiku from Geek Watch 1. You could be getting one of these every month, a brand new one.
Is that the hair of the dog?
Hmm?
Is that the hair of the dog?
That's after the party on Monday, Friday night.
Morning.
Yeah, that. See, we got to have you come up with a Geek Haiku at the end of the party so that while you're still feeling good
works.
From the party, let's see what you come up with. And we'll premiere that at the live Geek Watch 1. We can do that as the live Geek Watch 1.
Go through the rest of the levels really quick.
Oh, yeah, okay. So at the $10 level, there's one choice. You can get everything from the $5 level and everything from the $7 level, correct? Or one of the items from the $7 level, probably?
No. Everything you get from the $5 level, and then everything else is just individual levels.
Okay. Well, you will get a autographed photo of the host of Geek Watch 1, suitable for framing, for putting up, I don't know, maybe above the toilet. You never know. Or they'll also fit on a dartboard. Huh? Say what, Dawn?
Wherever you need inspiration.
I mean, it may even fit on a dartboard. I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm not giving any ideas, hey. But...
But that's what Andy did. He put his on the toilet, takes pictures, he cut...
Yeah, if anybody knows Andy Hoppen, has seen his Facebook page, he's always taking pictures while he's taking care of business. And
he does.
And more than likely, he would put it on the mirror right in front of, right there, so that when he's taking pictures of himself there, he'll have us right beside him.
Oh.
I could see Andy doing this.
No.
We're not offering this level to Andy Hop. Let's
no. just put this out there. Andy would take this level. No. No.
Well, let's move on.
What if you just sneak in and put it on the mirror?
We don't want it on the mirror there. Okay, what the $15, you know what? That could make an interesting picture from Andy. It would be the mirror shot of Andy with our picture in it also.
This is a special
possibly.
Level.
Okay, the $15 a month level, you get everything from the $5 again, but you could also receive a random comic of our choosing every 2 months, so you never know what you're going to get.
You
the
really
mystery
don't.
Comic
it'll be a
bag.
Good comic, though, and it will not be stuff like from Free Comic Book Day and that. No, this will be an actual comic.
Yeah.
So, hey, you never know. You may
get
the novelization.
Five.
With, huh?
It might be issue 5 of a series.
Hey,
but,
we may,
but
it'll
we will,
be a good one.
It'll be a good one. We'll try to make it a self-contained story if possible.
Right.
Okay.
Possibly. It could be even the movie adaptation from Gambit the movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's not happening. Marvel will not let that happen.
So you don't think there's going to be like a Channing Tatum as Gambit in comic form?
No, because the government would not allow something as sacred as a comic book to be sullied by the face of such a hack actor trying to portray one of the greatest mutants ever created and put into a comic book. No.
Hacks everything anyway, so what's
yeah.
the difference?
The government's put out even worse than that before. Okay, let's keep going here, guys. At the $20 level. Now, this one's the really cool one, guys. We're planning on producing elite... one run of t-shirts, probably, hopefully, if we get the money, huh?
But he has seen the pumpkin running for president, right?
No. Okay. There's a pumpkin running for president?
Yeah.
Yeah, his name's Donald Trump.
Uh-oh.
Okay, back to the t-shirts.
Now, we're planning on making a run of t-shirts coming up. I'm not sure how soon. As soon as we can get them made, we will. But at the $20 a month level... you get everything from the $5 level, plus you get one of the first ever Geek Watch 1 t-shirts. As soon as we get them produced, you would get, we'll, to put it in the mail to you. There's also another $20 level that you can actually, you get everything at the $5 level. Remember, all of these, you get all the stuff from the $5 level. Our undying gratitude, the place on the Geek Watch 1 gallery, the vinyl sticker. But you also, for $20 per month... you can actually be a guest co-host on our show. Now, this we're planning hopefully about once every month having one of the listeners, one of you geeksters on the show with us possibly, and you, it would be basically you would sit in with us the entire time, just like any of the other guests we've had with us. So that's at the $20 level also. At $25 a month, we get you get to actually a badge for Con on the Cob 2016. Plus, you co-host a podcast with us at the or from the con. When we do our live show at the con, you'll be one of the co-hosts. So this, hopefully, we'll have the problem of having too many co-hosts. That would be awesome. But at the $35 level, you can actually get, instead of just that t-shirt that we're going to get, you can get one new Geek Watch 1 t-shirt every 6 months. You get a new shirt. And any other promotional material we make, like buttons, bags, stickers, anything else we decide to make, you get one of those also. And then, for the Primo Ultimate $50 level, you become Geek Watch 1 for a day. You get to plan the show, you do all the, we'll do the editing and things like that in the recording, but you get to plan the subjects, you get to, you basically become the producer for the day and run the show. We become the co-host to you. So that's all the
that's
actual
right.
levels.
You can tell us whatever you're interested in, we will talk about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, that's the actual personal levels. Now, we have some milestones on here that if we get these, that's fantastic. If we get enough patrons to actually give us to the $50 a month level total, that's everybody that pledges. So if we have 50 people that pledge $1, we'd still make the $50. That'll give us a chance to actually upgrade some of our equipment. You've heard some of the problems that we've been having with the tech here and there. We're like I said before, we're actually doing this out of our own pocket. So that'll give us a chance to actually upgrade some of our equipment and make it better. At the $100 a month level, we're actually going to start a brand new podcast. We've been laughing about it with us and with our sister show and our friends over at Weeby Geeks, of doing a Weeby Geeks Watch 1 After Dark show. Totally uncensored, totally wherever it goes, it goes. Now, this would be if we reach $100 a month, and then everybody who pledges $15 or more, if you're already at the $15 or more level, you'll get a link to this podcast. And then if we can get $250 or more every month, we're planning on trying to go to all the cons we've been covering, or some of the cons we've been covering. Like, we've not had a chance to go out to E3 or any of these Wizard World Comic Cons or anything like that because it's just financially not able for us to do it right now. Well, this will help us be able to go to bigger cons and get live coverage from these events. So that's the Patreon at the moment, guys. We may have more stuff coming up as we go. I don't know, but you can go to patreon.com/geekwatch1 and you'll get all of this information, and they'll walk you through doing all of the pledging and things like that. We've also still got, if you go to get a Satchel Player on Android and iTunes, or Android and Apple, if I could talk again, you can still make one-time donations on through there. So now that we're done with money,
we really hate to kind of like seem like we're begging you guys or something. None of this is required. We love having you guys listen to us and everything, and it's just kind of like, if you feel like helping us out a little, that's cool. But if not, it's not a big deal. We're still cool with you.
Yeah, no matter what happens, you're still going to get Geek Watch 1 weekly starting today. So we really don't have a whole lot for Con on the Cob and Odd Mall. Just remember that Con on the Cob is coming up October 15th through the 18th. Hotel rooms are still available. Con badges are still available. Come hang out with us. I know of at least two podcasts that are recording live there. Ours and one other one. And then Odd Mall is coming up 2 weeks later, October 31st and November 1st. And Odd Mall is at the John Ascent Convention Center downtown Akron, Ohio. It's free to get in, free to do all the events and stuff. Come hang out with us. More than likely, we'll be doing interviews again like we did last time. So I believe that's all with all the business we have to cover, correct?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, let's move on to Dragon Con news. Anybody who's been paying attention to geek news, Dragon Con is done. This past week was Dragon Con, correct?
Well, by the time we post this, it'll be 2 weeks. It was on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. So, what was the news we had from Dragon Con, guys?
Well, basically, they shattered another attendance record. Dragon Con is huge. It's basically the East Coast's mega geek con of the year. And last year's attendance record smashed previous records, and it was at 62,000 attendees. This year, they got to 70,000.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the last time we were there was 2 years ago.
Right.
And it was just 60.
They were right. They were just below 60,000.
So in 2 years,
they've gotten 10,000 more.
Well, I think part of that is that being a geek and cosplay and stuff is a lot more mainstream than it used to be, which is a strange thing to think when growing up in the 80s.
Right.
That
and Dragon Con, it's a very geek heavy, geek friendly con. It's not like San Diego Comic Con, where it's very media focused. Dragon Con is essentially all about celebrating the geek, and so cosplay is a massive, massive piece of it.
Yeah. Honestly, I would say 85 to 90% of the attendees are cosplaying in some form for all 4 days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, they have celebrity appearances too. There's panels you can go to, and, you know, whatever the big shows are or movies coming out, that kind of thing. You don't get like the premieres and the big breaking news kind of stuff that you do from San Diego. It's more like you want to hear the actors chat about the show and tell you some behind the scenes stuff, and that's kind of the cool part of it that we've always found when we've went.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, the biggest problem though with having such huge attendance is you still have it in a set area. Like it goes across 5 hotels in downtown Atlanta.
Wow. I can't even fathom that it's multiple locations and everything else. That would be a pain to try to figure out.
Yeah, it's crazy. Is it 3 of the hotels are connected by a skywalk?
Yeah, 3 are.
3 are connected.
Is there a central convention center or something that this takes place with, or is it just the hotels?
It's just the hotels. They have massive convention spaces within the hotels.
Yeah, it outgrew the convention center.
Yeah.
And they moved it to the hotels.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like essentially it's all like the bottom levels of the hotels where they'd have all their convention space, all their meeting rooms, the ballrooms, all of that gets covered by Dragon Con.
Now imagine if you're one of the just regular hotel people there, that like a businessman from like Japan that's never heard of Dragon Con happens to be in the hotel that week. And imagine what they're thinking.
You do end up seeing that. It's really funny, actually. You always invariably get people at all the hotels just standing in the lobby, just looking around, wondering what is going on.
And usually that is the same weekend as the University of Georgia.
A big football game.
And so it's really a study of the jocks and the geeks. and the jocks usually look kind of terrified.
For once, we outnumber them. Because
they're so outnumbered.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, like, you'll get all these sports fans looking around thinking people are crazy for dressing in costume, while at the same time, they're in their coordinating team gear looking like they're in their own costume.
Right.
The biggest problem with having a huge attendance like this when they're not spreading out any further is the fact that it's becoming noticeable now. We have someone in the steampunk community who we've met with a few times, and he does panels and he's really well known. And he actually posted a couple of videos. He posted one on the Saturday when he was trying to get to his panel and basically said, "You wonder why I'm late for my panel, and this is why." And he scanned over the corner that he was trying to cross the street at, and there was probably about 8 people deep.
Yeah, it was. The thing is, like, this convention is what starts Thursday, so it's Thursday through
Monday.
Technically through Monday. So the thing is, Thursday night you have the con people, and you know it gets a little busy. Friday is pretty much in full swing. It's a little it's a bit busier, but the thing is, a lot of people take advantage of Saturday because that is the big day that everybody comes, especially a lot of the local people. So they'll go and they'll buy their 1-day ticket. So what would normally be a group of maybe 55,000 swells at this point.
Yeah, Saturday's the big day because, well, you don't even have to buy a ticket to see the parade. And that's the big draw Saturday morning, especially for locals.
So is it like an outdoor, regular, in-the-street parade?
Yes. Yeah. It goes through all of downtown Atlanta, all around the hotels. And it's all everyone who's in cosplay. And so the parade actually lasts a couple hours.
Along with the celebrity guests from the convention are there. Like when we were there, we were having a Karate Kid a reunion. Mm-hmm. So Ralph Macchio was there with the guy that played Coach Kreese.
And then there were a couple of Power Rangers there.
And there was George R.R. Martin there for that one?
No, he wasn't there that time.
We saw
Stan Lee though. At the one before that, we saw Stan Lee.
Yeah, I saw Stan Lee. And then like this year, you had Nichelle Nichols was there. Mm-hmm. And so it's a huge draw. Huge. And it's fun, but at the same time, you know, by the time the parade's in full swing, it's just a press of people, mm-hmm. and it's already hot.
you're in Atlanta on Labor Day, okay? This is Atlanta.
Yeah, we think it's hot here in Ohio when we've had, highs in the 90, 91 for the summer. They're like 105.
Yeah, and double the humidity.
Yeah.
So that's the main deal that now that they're getting to the point of having too many people. You know, it's great that they smash attendance records, but it's kind of getting ridiculous. Like, you even have they have they don't just have a vendor's room, they have a vendor's hall. It's almost like a convention center in itself that's separate from the hotels. And even when it's open, there's a line up down the street and around the corner to get into it.
Yeah.
Like, wow. When does that ever happen for vendor's halls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was, even when we went,
mm-hmm.
it was nuts. And I could not, if I saw that line, I would say it's not that important to me. I'll just buy it online. Right.
But yeah, so that's the thing about Dragon Con. You know, it's always fun. They're getting huge numbers. It might be getting out of hand. So that's the main news.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's time to add another hotel.
Exactly. They have to find another one to add.
There you go.
Okay, so the next one we have, we're going to be getting into our normal comic book and geek talk some, but the next one's actually kind of geek because it's near and dear to Kylan's heart, is Matt Damon. Kylan, you had some news about Matt Damon returning to a role that people loved him in.
Yeah, they have started filming Bourne 5 and Matt Damon's return in the title role after Jeremy Renner had taken over the role in the fourth one.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it. The thing is,
that's why it did so poorly, because Kylan couldn't be bothered.
They made a giant change in the series, and it's already a departure from the books, and that's okay. But they made a big change, and I just can't. I think for the sake of continuity, I will go and watch it, you know, but I'm glad to see Matt Damon come back, because it was questionable if he was going to do it.
Well, they must, even though the movie didn't do great, it had to have been well enough that they're making a fifth one.
Right, right. I mean, it's all name recognition. People, when they think of Jason Bourne, they think of Matt Damon.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
That's true. I mean, the other thing is, though, how long have they been planning to have this movie? Is it actually popular enough that they've been planning to have the fifth one, or is it partly due to Mission Impossible?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. Jeremy Renner was doing Mission Impossible, and he's doing Jason Bourne.
Well, that's right. He was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he's doing Hawkeye.
Right.
So it's
that's separate, and that's something we love. So
yeah, fine. So that's separate. But I think the thing is that Mission Impossible and the Bourne Identity, all those separate properties, you're going to get the same group in both. And I think they were like, well, you know, maybe we should. Maybe that's too much of a mix. Maybe. All I know is I'm glad to see him come back. You know, so.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Matt.
Well, more on Matt Damon news.
Yeah.
Huh?
We hope he's listening.
Yeah. Hey, Matt Damon, if you're listening, let us know. We'd love to talk to you.
We'll send you brownies.
Especially coming up next month. Now, Geeksters, we have another kind of special event for us. We got another special event for Geek Watch 1. Remember, a couple months ago, we got the early books for Armada so we could do a review. Well, the publishers of the book The Martian have reached out to us to, and we got preview copies of the new release of The Martian. I mean, we know the book's been out for a couple of years now, but they're re-releasing the book with the movie that comes out next month on October 2nd, is the release of Martian the Movie, starring Matt Damon. So we're planning on doing, maybe not the week after the movie comes out, maybe 2 weeks after or so we can actually get spoilery, and actually do a book comparison between the Martian book and the movie. So all of us have gotten copies of the book. We'll all have it read by then, so you can get our opinions of it. And it'll be basically a variation on the book club we did with Armada.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, and I think, I believe the version of the book that we've just gotten has hit the shelves already. It's the movie edition with the movie cover, so it's got Matt Damon's face plastered right on the cover. I believe it's in stores already. So, you know, if you want to look at Matt Damon's face, get the book.
And I can say, I figured I'd like this book anyway, but it's actually a lot better than I expected. Mm-hmm. It had some good funny parts. It's going to translate well, I think, to the screen.
Yeah, I have to admit, like, I'm partway through it, and so far I can picture it, like the way it's written, the way it flows. It's not dry, even though it's actually pretty sciencey, There's a lot of explanations of chemistry and engineering and stuff, but in a way that anyone can understand it pretty much, and very straightforward. And like you said, it's funny in bits, and it's a good read so far.
Would you say it's similar in the way MacGyver, how he would explain doing things, even though it was science-y, yeah. But
this is like MacGyver on crack. Terms?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like MacGyver cool. on crack. This dude knows how to MacGyver anything.
Yeah, this is like an authentic MacGyver, because he's an engineer and is it botanist, isn't it?
And we hear more about potatoes than I ever thought I would hear in a book.
That's true. You'll either get sick of potatoes or find a whole new respect for them.
Okay, let's move on. We got a couple of snippets from Marvel Comics and from Marvel movies in general. Ms. Dawn brought up that Chris Evans said this week he's actually ready to play more Cap again.
That's right. He's basically said that he'd love to stay on as Steve Rogers after Infinity War Parts 1 and 2.
Well, wait, did he say he wanted to be Captain America or Steve Rogers?
Well, Steve Rogers / Captain America. It's both.
Okay.
Which actually answers a question about Civil War already. We know what's not.
Well, we knew he survived, though.
Yeah, that's true. We already knew he survived. Yeah, so.
Because we knew that his contract went through.
Well, that's Infinity War.
So now that he's saying this, though, he's hoping to survive Infinity War.
unless what they do is they do what happened in Civil War, and then he comes back in Infinity War.
Possibly.
Well, the reason I ask was, what's the chances that he doesn't do Cap anymore, but Steve Rogers doesn't die, he just steps away from being Captain America?
I mean, that's a possibility, too. I mean, just because Chris Evans says he wants to come back as Steve Rogers / Captain America doesn't mean he gets to come back as both.
Shield needs a leader. I mean, I'm not Agent Coulson is leading now, but
well, I say Nick Fury's saying. Still around somewhere. He's hiding somewhere.
Yeah, but the thing is, as far as we know, there's no immediate plan to bring him back. He is not due back in either of the Infinity War movies unless something changes, to the best of my knowledge right now anyway.
Okay, so that's this is a big change, because Chris Evans not that long ago said he was totally done with movies and all. As soon as he's done with his contract, he's done.
Right.
Yeah, Vicky was just saying, how much do we know behind the scenes? They didn't just start writing zeros.
No kidding.
We know he likes slinging that shield too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was given the shield to sling, I'd do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and if we want to stay on Avengers for a sec.
Okay.
There's been question about when the Hulk is going to show up again. Apparently, he had originally been in the script for Civil War, but got cut because Marvel has decided they want to save him, and they want to kind of like save showing what's going on with him and where he is. And word has come out this past week that James Gunn has shot down rumors that he could appear in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So he's not going to be in that either, which people were speculating it might happen because it looked like he was going into space at the time.
Yeah.
And now he said no, which means it pushes the Hulk back even further in terms of when we're going to see him next.
That some of this may actually be business. The fact that you've got to remember, Universal still owns the rights to being able to put Hulk on TV. Or on the movies and everything. We know Marvel made a deal behind the scenes somewhere with Universal Pictures. So this may be, they may have had a certain amount of movies they were allowed to use them for, and then they're saving them for the right picture.
Universal, though, has rights to standalone Hulk stuff.
Yeah.
So if he were to appear in Guardians of the Galaxy, then that wouldn't have anything to do with them anyway. But I really think they are trying to create a more focused Hulk story, and Kylan actually brought it up that maybe they're trying to get to Planet Hulk.
Yeah.
Either Planet Hulk or World War Hulk. I'd probably see Planet Hulk before that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to read those. I've never read them, and I've never seen the movies or anything, so.
They're good. Is it the animated movie that they have? Is that,
yeah, animated on ones Netflix. On Netflix, it I is? Believe, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's moving on from there for a minute. Marvel has one other one that you told me about. This is a hero I'd actually never heard of. Now, Marvel's not known widely for their Western comics. DC Comics, a lot of people have heard of, they have Jonah Hex, they have a couple of other ones. A lot of those are in what they call the All-Star Western that they've had since, for eons, way back to probably the 40s. DC Comics has had at least one Western comic going almost continuously. But now Marvel looks like they're trying to dip back into Westerns with this one. Kylan, you want to let us know about this guy?
They are, that Marvel announced a new Red Wolf series. And for what people who don't know, Red Wolf first appeared in Avengers number 80 in 1970 as William Talltrees. He had several outings like that had been set in the Old West, but this new series is bringing him to modern times.
And he's gonna, I think they said he's gonna be like Southwest New Mexico kind of area, kind of like the guardian of the Southwest almost.
Yeah, and this is the first major non-mutant, really when you think about non-mutant superhero that Marvel has come out with. There were one or two that I could think of that were mutants, but this is the first time.
Well, I think he gets, because of the native aspect, I believe they have almost like the connection to the land and this almost like a supernatural type of element.
So
to
more
him.
Like a mystical ability.
Yeah, I think there's part of that.
Yeah. So right now he's currently appearing as part of the 1872 Western themed Secret World series that's set on Battle World. But this is the character's first ongoing series since 1976. The first issue will be released in December. There was a good hint that they were going to do something with this character because he was featured prominently in the poster for the all-new, all-different Marvel era.
So, yeah, he kind of had a teaser a few months ago almost.
Right. Okay. And so I'm really excited about this character. It's going to be cool to see, I guess, an almost modern Western type of comic.
Modern,
I guess, is
Western?
What you call it. And I love that. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. Now, does Marvel have the history of Marvel? You said they've tried Westerns off and on. Have they actually had any other major heroes that we would have heard about?
Well, there was Ghost Rider, which we've all heard of.
That started as a Western?
It started off as a Western, and then it was revamped in the 70s to go to be related to the Spirit of Vengeance, Johnny Blaze.
Okay.
There was also the Rawhide Kid.
In the early Ghost Riders, did he ride a horse?
He rode a horse, yes.
See? So the horse became a motorcycle. There you
go. Yeah, he rode a horse. Then there was the Rawhide Kid, who had showed up off and on in comics, who my last knowledge of him, well, most recent knowledge rather, was a Marvel Max series that was a different take on the character. It was well written. It was fun.
It was a little adult.
Yeah. So,
which a lot of the Max stuff was.
Okay.
As far as other, I believe there may have been some other, maybe shorter run Western series out there,
and just like storylines, like sticking Wolverine in there sometimes, but
or like the 18, was it the 1872, the one
series.
There
was a series, yeah, that's right, a few years back,
and it made Steve Rogers a member of a Native American tribe.
That's right.
Which kind of gave him a different.
So it's more like alternate storylines they've turned up in, but nothing consistent for Marvel. Yeah. Anyway.
Right. You know, there hadn't been anything that was actually part of the 616 universe continuum until now, which technically there's no more 616, so I don't know what they're going to call it. But yeah.
Well, it's just interesting to see that with really. In any media, we've not seen any kind of major resurgence for Westerns at all, in movies, TV, anything, and that they're going to actually try to run something like this. It's just an interesting move.
Well, see, there's been flavor. There's been Western-flavored stuff, especially like if you look at Sci-Fi Channel with their most recent series, Killjoys. That has a strong Western feel to it.
Yeah, the space Western kind of feel. Yeah.
The space Western thing. And
well, there's been no, like, West.
Yeah, there's no full-on Western.
Old West.
On the Earth stuff. Yeah.
There's no Old West.
I mean, well, you know, we got Lone Ranger.
We don't need to talk about Lone Ranger.
So, yeah. I would love to see Westerns come back. Every now and then, I'd love to see.
Well, there's... Isn't it the Quentin Tarantino movie?
Yeah, The Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight is coming out in December. Yeah, so...
Well, he also had Django, which was Southern, but it was still the same time frame.
Right.
Yes. So, yeah, so...
There you go.
So
maybe we're about to see a resurgence.
Yeah, like we did... Remember, mid-90s, we had a resurgence for the Western.
That's true.
Right.
When they had, Tombstone and all of those movies. There was a couple of really good movies in there. Okay, so, moving off of Marvel for a minute, let's, Miss Dawn, I wish I would have seen it by now. By now, hopefully all you geeksters have seen it. The Flash finally revealed their trailer for season 2 of The Flash. So what all did we see in this trailer, Miss Dawn?
Well, it was kind of like the third of, you know, they've had those short ones. It's kind of like the third one. So I think joining them all together, you almost have a full trailer. But this one, you finally get to see Jay Garrick. You see him standing there in his helmet, his costume, the whole thing. It's Jay Garrick. It's awesome.
Okay, I'm going to have to watch it as soon as we get done recording.
You will. It's like, it's right at the beginning, too.
Where's it at?
I posted it on our Facebook page.
Okay, then I'll have to
watch
it. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
But yeah, the link is on the Facebook, on the Kylan and Ken Facebook. Basically, he shows up at the beginning and he says, "Your world is in danger and I need to help you save it," sort of thing. And I think it may be Cisco or something that says, "What do you mean your world? What other worlds are there?"
This from the guy that can see other worlds.
Exactly. Exactly. You see the a few glimpses of the Time Storm, you know, the whole big thing that was happening at the end of last season. So obviously that's most likely from just the first episode, because I would think it wouldn't last, unless it does last. I don't know.
That'd be bad.
I don't know. But Cisco's pretty prominent in this snippet, and he wielding guns and everything and bragging about his Nerf collection. And
do we see any of Caitlin?
Huh?
Do you see any Caitlin Snow?
You see her, but from what I've heard, they're delaying her becoming
Killer Frost.
Killer Frost.
Okay.
And I have a feeling it's because they've decided to bring in all the speedsters that they're delaying her development.
Okay.
Because the actress actually said that this past week that it seems to be delayed a little bit. So I don't think you'll be seeing her at least for the first half of the season.
Well, considering, you know, who the big bad is going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
I did also find, aside from the little trailer here, I found the direct quote from executive producer Gabriel Stanton about Harrison Wells.
Okay.
About how, because we know he's back. We know, you know, he's showing up again.
Well, we know Kavanaugh is going to be there, yeah.
Yeah, she said, "Harrison Wells will be back, but he's going to be a very different Harrison Wells than we've seen before. We've got other worlds. We've got other timelines. All I'm going to say is he's from one of those places."
Interesting.
Wow.
That's going to be awesome, because we've already seen Tom Cavanaugh play two different characters at the same time.
Exactly. Because
his Harrison Wells and his Eobard Thawne was two separate characters.
Yes.
And he played them as separate characters. Then we saw a third one when we saw the original Harrison Wells in the flashback.
That's
so
right.
Now maybe he gets to play with that and do a couple different versions of it.
Going to be yet another Harrison Wells. he's going to be known for playing the same character in different ways.
That's right.
What's that? Which one's the DC Comics actually has a character like that, like Multiplicity or something, where it's like he's a bunch of different. Isn't there
right?
One that's
yeah.
A couple of different personalities inside of him or something?
Yeah, I was on Heroes.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah. So that covers the Flash news. Although one thing, the TV Guide put out their sneak preview for the fall today as of time of recording. And for anybody who doesn't know yet, let me bring them up. I have the actual premiere dates for the major shows that are coming out for Flash, Arrow, and Gotham. Gotham is coming out September 21st, so when this comes out, guys, that will have premiered before our next show. Then Flash and Arrow are coming out the 6th and 7th of October. So we'll probably cover even more of that as we get closer to there. Then Heroes also is going to be starting on the 24th. That one I'm all excited about. And I think we're going to touch on that more next week, probably. Because it's going to be within a week of... when we release next week's show, it'll be within a week of that show premiering. So maybe that'll give us a chance to actually finish up and get everything ready to go for that show to... Because I'm excited about Heroes. I loved it when it was first out. It hit some rough spots, but it was still a good show in general.
I think when we first watched it, we loved the first couple seasons and then kind of started losing track of it around the writer's strike, and it just kind of fell off.
Yeah, it kind of lost its way.
Right. Going back and watching it, though, it makes a lot more sense watching it all at once, watching a few episodes at a time and getting through the seasons. I mean, it derails a little bit, but you can actually see where it's been, where it's going, and I think it helps to watch it all at once like this.
It does. It does.
Well, if I remember right, back when it originally was on, like, I believe it's the third and fourth season, both, they split them in half to where each of those seasons was two chapters of the story. But yes, those were done 6 months apart. Like, you'd get the six episodes, and then you had 6 months before you got the next six episodes.
Right.
So it was hard to keep track of everything back then, especially back when Heroes was on, there was no Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu. I mean,
exactly.
There's always, since there's been the internet, there's been ways to watch your shows on the internet. But right, it wasn't as readily available as it is now.
Exactly.
Vicky and I just finished the original series last month, and we were able to do it. It's all on Netflix, the complete series.
Yep.
So, but we'll get into that more next week, guys. We're getting close to time, so...
Was it Teletubbies?
Huh?
Was it Teletubbies?
Which one?
What?
Oh. Shh. I try to watch that before you get up in the morning, so you don't even know.
I know. I'm busy playing...
Ken has to watch Teletubbies in the morning?
Yep. And I'm doing Assassin's Creed.
That... Dude, just something about the baby and the sun.
Okay, wait, this is getting TMI at this point, I think.
Wait, hold on. She's not kidding.
Okay, moving on. There's one more I want to hit before we finish up today.
Wait.
He's not going to let this go.
Wait, hold on now. Vicky.
Yes, I am playing Assassin's Creed. Number five?
Yeah.
Black Flag, yeah.
Yeah, she's doing pretty good on Assassin's Creed. We got it free on Xbox.
Are you... joking, or are you telling the truth?
She does, yeah. She plays Assassin's Creed.
I'm waiting for Halo 5.
No, I'm not talking about the game.
Okay, we have to move beyond
Teletubbies. You know what's my favorite episode of Assassin's Creed, or of Teletubbies? It's that one that Channing Tatum's on there with them.
Oh! Teletubby bye-bye.
No. Uh-uh.
So he couldn't even be on Teletubbies?
I don't care. But he could be on there. Like
if Kylan doesn't have to watch it, he doesn't care where he ends up.
Okay. Well, there's one more I want to touch on before we call it for the night, guys. Is what have you seen the trailers or any of the stuff for this new Muppet show?
Yep.
It's not safe to be touching things.
Oh, my goodness.
So, what have you guys seen about the new Muppet show at all?
I've watched a lot of those little trailers they've had with celebrities.
Okay, because that's one thing Muppets has done actually pretty well since Disney's taken over, is their YouTube channel. They've been putting some awesome stuff on there before they even had a show coming. They had all kinds of stuff.
I got newsflash.
What?
About Bert and Ernie.
What about Bert and Ernie? Wait.
Everybody thinks they're gay, but there's nothing below the waist.
Well, there's a hand.
You don't want to know about the hand.
Yeah, we don't need to know about the hand. But actually, did you guys hear the news about Bert and Ernie, if I remember right? Aren't they getting their own show on HBO?
I did not hear that.
I did not hear that, no. Yeah.
I did hear this week, though, about the details of the Sesame Street deal with the HBO, the way they're going to work it. Because Sesame Street is coming to HBO because HBO gave them some funding. But what
I did hear something about that.
Yeah, what it is Children's Television Workshop, because of government cutbacks and stuff, they've started to lose money because Sesame Street has a long time been running on government helping government subsidies and the funding for the arts and things like this. Well, they've been losing money, so they're in problems, and HBO has come on as a backer, and they're going to, I'm not sure when it is, but HBO is going to start premiering episodes of Sesame Street, and they've moved them from, I guess they had like a 12-episode season, well, they're moving them to a 36 episodes a year, and they're going to premiere on HBO, and then they're still going to be on PBS. It's like a 19-week delay from the premiere. So basically, HBO gets it first, then they'll take them to PBS where they're normally at. So everybody's still going to be able to see it just behind the HBO feed.
The kids won't know the difference.
No, they won't.
That, I'm happy about this because that's one show that's been, it's basically a staple of public television at this point.
Oh, yeah.
So, how many, I mean, even, Dawn, you grew up in Canada. Did you guys have Sesame Street there?
Yep.
I mean,
we have pretty much the same version. There's actually a few different characters they have in Canada, though.
Interesting. We may have to touch on this one at some point, too, when they're ready to premiere the new show.
That's
but
right.
Back to the new Muppets. Yeah, I think
we
you're going to
hear
Vicky better
a
than
lot
I am.
Clearer when we're doing it via Skype. You know that?
Yeah, I think you're hearing her better than I can.
Just whispering.
Yeah, we can hear you whispering.
Really?
That's
really
awesome.
Good microphones. Okay, but... The new Muppet Show. It looks like it's now, like I said, they've been putting out some awesome stuff on YouTube all along, but the new show looks like it's basically a modern version of their old show. Except instead of a variety show, aren't they making like a talk show or something? And then it's actually showing
not,
all the behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's more behind the scenes than in front of the camera. It's not really variety shows sort of thing. Like they're not gonna have performances and stuff like they did before. It's Miss Piggy has a talk show.
Yeah.
And so you see bits of her talk show, and I believe Kermit produces the show.
Yeah, he produces.
So you have Kermit, and you have Beaker and the professor doing, I think it's props or something.
Yeah, they're props.
You have a whole bunch of them behind the scenes, and so you see their life behind the scenes and planning for the show, and then who is it? The dog, Ralph. He runs the bar that they all go hang out at.
That sounds interesting. Ralph running his own bar. You can imagine just awesome. They walk in, Ralph's playing piano and doing some old smooth jazz or something.
Exactly.
And so Fozzie has a girlfriend.
Having the bar gives it a great excuse to have the band back, too.
That's true.
Yeah, the Electric Mayhem Band.
Yeah, exactly. And to have musical performers, too. They could have all sorts of artists and stuff on there.
That's true.
That sounds awesome. I know. Do we know the premiere date for that?
Gambino on there.
Do we know when ABC's bringing that in?
I don't recall what the date is right now. It's coming up fast though, because I thought they were supposed to have a fall premiere.
Hold on, let me look it up.
Okay, but I know I'm kind of excited about it because I didn't get to see the Muppets Most Wanted, but the first Muppet movie that they did a couple years ago, I thought that was phenomenal. They hit exactly what Muppets were originally when I remember seeing when I was a kid from the original Muppet movies, where it felt like they were just a part of the world, and everybody just accepted that they were people, even though they're felt animals.
Exactly.
Right.
Then you had the musicals.
That's the way it always was supposed to be.
Yeah. They had I think it's, in my opinion, it was one of the best things they've done since we lost Jim Henson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you could, I mean, I love Muppets the whole time, but when Jim Henson died, there was a noticeable difference in the way the Muppets were handled.
Right.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, but since Disney's taken over and actually moved on and started moving the franchise forward again, it's got more of that original Muppet feel.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And
it's kind of Disney's forte to make sure the characters are done right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that for me personally makes it me not as worried about the Star Wars going forward. If you look at the care they put into the Muppets, which at the point where they bought them was really not a mainstream huge product. It wasn't like buying Star Wars, which is a billions of dollars company. The Jim Henson company that they got and the Muppets they got, they didn't have to spend nearly as much for it.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot going on at the time.
But they've, after two movies and this new show, they've actually breathed some actual life into these puppets.
Absolutely.
In a time when it's puppets on TV, on prime time.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a prime time show. It's not for kids, really.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
So, Kylan looked it up. It starts on the 22nd, so when we post this, it's just under a week.
Awesome. Well, maybe we'll throw a small review of the first show on here on the next show or something.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Because Muppets are always fun.
Yep.
Okay. Well.
Oh, I have one last thing.
Okay.
From when we post, it'll be only a couple of days until Doctor Who premieres. So we're all getting ready for the Series 9 premiere, and the first episode is called The Magician's Apprentice. If you're a Whovian, you've already been looking it up. You've been seeing on the BBC America Instagram some of the new monsters, and I know I'm incredibly excited for this.
Yeah, Vicky and I actually just started, this week, the season 8 of Doctor Who, because since we don't have cable, we've not had a chance to see it till Netflix got it, but... Right. First thing I noticed...
Mummy on a train, and he's kind of crazy.
Yeah, we noticed the Doctor's a little more crazy than normal. But it's...
Yep.
I kind of like... I'm slowly starting to like Peter Capaldi's version.
Mm-hmm.
He's,
It's a mix.
He's what?
He's a mix of 10 and 11.
He's got a little bit of 9 in him, too, because it's... He's... 9 was a little more cold.
Right.
He's got a little bit of that cold edge.
He's a little more throwback to the original Doctors. He's a lot like 3, and he has some 1 in him for sure.
Okay. Well, the first thing I noticed was I told Vicky, we're looking at, after you got through that first episode, but the first time they showed the TARDIS, and actually good shot of the TARDIS, they have a new cinematographer on the show or something. Because the shots, and the way that it's being filmed, is a totally different than any of the other... I've seen all the seasons up to this point. And,
right.
It's a totally new look for the way they are shooting the show.
Yeah, it definitely has a different feel.
So, and I love that new TARDIS. I love having an actual library on the TARDIS. That's just great.
Oh, absolutely.
An actual physical library and a chalkboard that he's writing on. And
yeah.
The last episode we saw was the Orient Express episode, and it had some cool stuff
nice.
In it. So, hopefully we will see all of them by the time we get to the next show, and we'll see what's going on from there. So what else do you have? Anything else for Doctor Who coming up?
Oh, no, just all the awesomeness to come in the new season. And they've already, oh, come on. If you're a Whovian, you already know this one's coming, but River Song is in the Christmas special that was announced this past week.
Isn't she supposed to kill him, but everyone thinks it's going to be Clara? It's going to kill him?
There's no worries about who's killing who at this point.
But was there a Christmas special on last season?
Yes, that was a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Or was it part of the regular season?
Every year, there's a Christmas special.
Did they do it as part of the regular season, or is it...
Yeah, technically, it's part of the season.
Okay, so it'll be actually...
But it's
in
always
one of these
on
episodes.
Christmas Day.
We saw that one.
No, the dinosaur one was actually the season premiere. So, okay. So, was there anything else from you guys for this week? I know we're actually a little bit early for once, but...
Right. No, I don't have anything to share.
No, I think we're good for now.
Okay, well, as we're going here, let me pull out my notes like normal, as you guys hear me rifling through them. So, Geeksters, thanks for helping, or coming in, or listening to us, and we've been at this for like 8-9 months now. We've got, this is issue...
18.
We got 2 more until issue 20. We're going to have to do something crazy 20. For issue 20. For the 20th anniversary, but thank you for joining us for 18 awesome issues, plus the bonus issues, but thank you for being with us. Check out all of the links on our site. Help us out. Like I said, we do this out of our own pockets. I don't like harping on the money part of it, but now that we actually are able to generate some, we could use a little bit of help. Check out the Patreon page, even if you don't have anything to give. Check it out. Miss Dawn put a lot of time in actually getting it up there for us. And remember, Con of the Cobb's coming up in October 15th through the 18th. On the Friday night, the 16th, we're having the Geek Watch 1 party. They're going to get your brownie recipes ready. Kylan can't wait to try out these brownies, and we'll find out who has the best brownie recipe in all of the Geek Watch 1 listenership. We also got Oddball right around the corner behind it. There's still plenty of booth space. If anybody out there is crafty or have a bunch of toys to sell or games or comics or anything of that nature, Andy has still got plenty of sites or spots available for the show. Trying to go down a list of all the stuff to check. So, Kylan, any last final words before we go?
No.
Miss Dawn, any last words before I wrap up for tonight?
Brownies, y'all. If you wanna enter our brownie contest, but you're not nearby and you might not make it to Con on the Cob, we can make some kind of special consideration to give you an address to send them to. If you want to ship them or something, we will get you in the competition.
Okay. Vicky, do you have anything for today? Okay, so, remember, you can always reach us by going to geekwatch1.com. You can follow or listen, subscribe, rate, and review. 5-star reviews are awesome on iTunes and Stitcher at geekwatch1. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Kylan and Ken. Our email is also kylanandken@gmail.com. We're still waiting to get some emails from you guys. We'd love to interact with you that way. That's a... I know as a patron you can get mentioned on the show, but that's a good way to get mentioned on the show real easy. Just send us an email. We'll probably read it on air and talk about you.
Or if you read our blogs, there's a spot to leave comments at the bottom. We'll read those out too.
Yeah, we will.
With our blogs, we want people to give us feedback. Let us know if you liked them, if it's a subject you like or something you didn't like. If you agree or disagree, let us know. Also, we are on
Actually, I just remembered something. We have a friend. I consider them friends of the show. They've listened to us. They're just not really online much. But Jeff and Juliana Howler, I would like to say, it was awesome finding out that you guys are secret geeks. I had no idea that, these two people seem like the most normal people in the world, you know, quotes, but they actually made it out to Force Friday, and I had no clue. So, Jeff and Juliana, thank you for the support. Thank you for the encouragement. You guys have always been super awesome, and when you found out about Geek Watch 1, from that point on, you've always asked about it, and they've wished us all good luck and wished us well. So I wanted to pass it on. So yeah, they are friends of the show, and I just want to give them a special shout out.
Whether you're out and loud and proud or secret geeks, we love you all.
We love you all. So yeah.
That's awesome. It's always great to hear from the geeksters out there listening, so we actually know that we're not talking to each other.
Right.
So you can also find us on the Tangent Bound and Weeby Geeks Network. Mm-hmm. And then at this point, I think this is just all there is to say is remember.
No matter where you go, there you are.
Oh, that's awesome.
Doctor Who is going on a journey, a dark journey.
The Illuminata ceremony has already started. The followers, the Bonesmen, are stripped of flesh.
Stripped of flesh? They don't die?
Reduced to bone and the pure faith that they will be reborn. How many men have such strong a faith? It's almost beautiful.
Pure evil. So powerful. I can't fathom it.
Then the approaching Illuminatus locks onto a source, a victim, someone terrified beyond all hope. Powerful emotional state.
Emily?
Yes, Emily.
The Doctor. Do you think he loved you? We watched you on the roof with him.
Watch.
He told me he would protect me.
He didn't. He failed you.
And why would he protect you? Do you think he loved you? No. I don't know what you mean. Stop it. You are not worthy of his love. He died for you.
You murdered him.
It was his destiny.
He wouldn't die for you.
I would die for him. He might just have to, bitch.
Anthony! I'm here. Mommy's here. Don't cry. Anthony, where are you?
God, Emily. She'll be terrified.
Yes, a powerful emotional state.
Pure terror, horrifying, twisted. It feeds from fear and hopelessness.
Where are you? I'm here for you. It's fine. I'm here. Anthony!
Do you hear your child screaming?
Oh, God, no! Where are you? No! Get back!
Do you not understand who I have become?
Get back! Get back! Keep away!
I am a god to you. It pains me to suffer your guidance. Your trespassing against me will stop. This travesty will pass.
No! No, stop it! You bastard!
Soon it will stop. Soon it will stop. With blood.
No! My baby!
It is time.
My bonesmen, followers of the Whispers
Why
throughout the years.
Why are you doing this?
Loyal to the calling.
Why
they
are you doing
are coming.
This?
We are
reborn. We are reborn. No! No! No!
They are coming.
Pardon the interruption. I have some news which I believe you will find most interesting.
Would you like to hear the latest in Marvel television, film, video games, and comic books? Or are you looking for some ideas on what to pick up on New Comic Book Day? Well, join Mike and Eric on Mighty Marvel Geeks every Saturday night on Sorcerer Radio, and every Sunday on the Weebie Geeks Network, for all things Marvel.
There is a matter that requires your attention.
Mighty Marvel Geeks. Assemble.
All wrapped up here, sir. Will there be anything else?